Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It is time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Howdy, folks.
Laurie, I know this show's taped, but I want to say thank you to all the people who came out to the Taste of the Town put on by the Kiwanis Club, and you were a radio host there, Laurie.
It was a great time.
It was.
It was a lot of people. Richard was there. Big, big time. A lot of great food, so thank you. Richard, what I want to talk about again is, you know, the stock closed at $16,580. That was, an all-time high.
Hallelujah, dancing in the streets.
No, that's just it. It's not.
No?
You know, it's more than double its recession low of 7,000, but did anyone break out in the party hats? Did you talk about the event around your dinner table? Did TV networks make hay of it in their broadcasts? It seems like hardly anyone even noticed, but much made less of a fuss about it. It's completely unlike what I remember many years ago when the Dow first crossed 10,000 in March 1999.
Oh, yeah, they were fireworks in the streets on that one.
It was. So what gives? Well, I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
The average American isn't feeling the gains. First, many stocks are lagging behind the Dow's advance. You can hardly see this by comparing which broader Russell 2000 against the Dow. It's hovering around 1,120, almost 100 points below its high from 2 months ago. The NASDAQ composite is also a few hundred points below its earlier high. Second, in other events, sectors like utilities and consumer staples have been leading the way. Heck, some of the utilities are trading like dot-coms, not stable. Strange names.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, names you find tucked away in a window orphan portfolios, you know, are doing crazy things right now. Yesterday, this is a printed time of this taping, but, Dow made a history, but nobody even made a fuss about it. Third, many investors seem unwilling or unable to trust the gains. They're still scared by the two epic collapses that we've seen the past decade and a half. They're unwilling to take on risk. They'd rather hide in pathetic bonds or something like that, or put their money out in cash. Or the smart ones, Richard, the smart ones look for other alternatives like hybrid annuities in place to put their money where they can get yields, with good yields without risk.
Well, that's I think the risk is the key factor, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you can get some pretty good returns out of the stock market if you're really careful or if you're really good, but at the same time, you can get some pretty big losses.
Well, that's what he was saying. You've got to be careful and look for places where, like hybrid annuities, that you can get market gains without risk, folks. I've been preaching this for a long time, and my clients are learning it, seeing it, and millions of dollars going in. It's this age in life, if you're 55 and up, or you're within 5 years of retirement or more, you don't need to take on risk in your portfolio, because that means delayed retirement or taking less money in retirement, Richard. So the people that I deal with want some certainties, and they want some guaranteed income. And as an added bonus, you know, they can get some nursing home benefits free without paying for it inside the annuities or life insurance.
So they can get some insurance against long-term care. Not that they really want money for nursing home, right?
Right. It's there if you need it.
Nobody wants to go into a nursing home.
No, but the fact is that one out of every two, age 65 and over, is going to have some kind of nursing home.
Well, there's the rub right there. That there's an awful lot of people that are going to need long-term care that aren't prepared for it.
And the fourth thing that's going on, we got this Fed's trickle-down monetary policies, okay? They aren't trickling down. That's the problem right now. Sure, people are making some money on their houses and stocks, but nothing like we've seen in the past. They're not getting big wage increases either, and they're experiencing much worse inflation because the government's hiding the true inflation cost there. So, you know, everybody's sitting back waiting and waiting for the big drop in the market, and everybody feels like it's going to happen. But the mistake is they're doing is they're putting their money into conservative things like cash or something or bonds or somewhere to ride it out, and you don't have to do that because this could be a long haul. Remember 2008.
Yeah, and of course the problem with putting it in something that's ultra-conservative like cash or bonds is not that you're going to lose your money, but that you don't have anything to fight against that inflation that really is there.
Oh, real bad inflation, a lot worse than reported. But see, the Fed policy is doing anything but helping. It's hurting growth by restraining lending and spending. See, as we've noted before, that the bank's reserve vanished in a collapse on housing loans. Importantly, inflation growth are low since the interest is not going to savers who would spend most of it. That spending would be supporting the economy. So what do you think? Does your portfolio reflect the all-time high in the Dow? Are you spending more because your stocks are going up? Are you struggling to stay afloat even now, more than 5 years after the end of the Great Recession? So what are you thinking, Richard? I mean, what are you seeing? You're a CPA, and you see it from that end. I see people scared. Nobody's better off than they were.
No, and honestly, Jim, I see both. I see folks that have been able to place their investments in annuities or manage money, and they feel comfortable. They're not worried about what's going to happen. I still have clients that come to me and they're talking about that. You know, they're thinking they're better off than they had been in the last few years after 08. A lot of them lost a good bit of money.
Yes.
Some of them have basically recovered that, but they haven't earned a lot since then. And so I see a little bit of both, that we have some people that are concerned about it and some people that are just wondering, you know, what the heck's going to happen.
You know what I hear from your clients is they don't worry anymore, and they wish they had met you, Jim Bird, earlier, before they lost all that money, because now they don't worry about their money.
Thank you, Laura. My people don't worry about their money because they know they're protected. They cannot lose money, and they've got a minimum guaranteed gain. But
that's why we offer a complimentary consultation to our radio listeners. If you don't want to worry, pick up the phone and call. If it's the weekend or before or after hours, leave a message for Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Say you heard it on the radio and you'd like a complimentary consultation.
Call 625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And if you're concerned about your taxes, yes, tax day has passed, but Richard, as you've said many times, it takes planning. Don't wait until April 15th and expect a miracle to happen. So call for a complimentary consultation with Zvac and Lindsay, Richard Lindsay at
633-4070. Boy, that was a mind blank, wasn't it?
633-4070.
He's not senile, folks. I promise you. But today, some big economic news was released, and this is April jobs report, and forecasts are calling for 210,000 jobs have been created, up from 192,000, and the unemployment rate dropped. Okay, you expect the market would take all this news and absorb it and celebrate. But guess what? As of this taping, the market's down, folks. And here's one of the reasons I think why, is because the government's been supporting the market by printing money and buying bonds. And they've said now that since the economy's doing good, they're going to drop bond buying by, you know, $10 million a month or something like that down. And we all know when that happens, the market's going to go downhill. So the market's reacting from what the Feds are saying. I expect sometime later today, tomorrow, Feds are going to say, no, we didn't really mean to say we're going to stop doing it, you know. But and then the other thing we got out there, we still got this Russian situation, which is not over. Okay, you know, Putin is going to defiant against what, you know, our United States stepping in. So we don't know what's going to happen there. There's just a lot of uncertainty out there, folks. And if you're worried about your money in the market, or you're not earning enough interest rates now in the marketplace, come see us, because I can show you how to get market-like returns without risk and get a minimum guarantee interest rate of somewhere from 4 to 7%. And keep your money safe. Now, yes, you have to give up some liquidity, but for that, I'll give you a guaranteed lifetime income for both spouses and double that income if you get confined to a nursing home or need home health care. There's not a better deal out there that I know of, Laurie, than that.
That's why they need to call for the complimentary consultation with Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne,
625-1226. 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
You both have excellent informative websites. Safe Harbors is safeharfin.com, short for Harbor Financial. Safe, HARFIN.com. And Richard, you have a catchy website as well.
CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com.
Good website, Richard. Good website.
Well, we hope it's easy to remember. And that's, you know, when you hear it on the radio, you often don't have the opportunity to be able to write it down and scribble it down and walk away. But we hope people can remember it long enough to be able to get back to their computers or their iPhones or whatever that they're going to use to look it up.
And you know what, Richard? I know you probably hear this too, but I'm getting a lot of people, Laura, who tell me they listen to the show regularly.
Mm-hmm.
They like this show and they listen to it, and they've seen my ads on television too, on that, you know, to have the ads on Fox 10. But we like our regular listeners. They're tuning in regular because they're picking up good informative information, because we have Richard on and then we have Jim Roberts on, you know, giving legal advice.
So. Yes.
And speaking of that, Richard, what wisdom have you got for us this week?
Well, I've had a couple of questions that I wanted to talk about that I get an awful lot, Jim. And one of the things that start popping up now is casualty loss or disaster loss. How do you deduct that on your tax return? And you know, for instance, if you had a house down on Fish River and Fish River flooded it for some reason didn't have flood insurance or it didn't cover everything, then you've got a disaster loss or a casualty loss under the tax code. So the question is it deductible? Well, and the answer is, it depends. Don't you love that answer? I know. The process for deducting a casualty loss is you have to take each event separately. But in this case, like storm damage, it would be one event. You have to subtract $100 from your cost, and then you can deduct whatever exceeds 10% of your adjusted gross income. Now, this cost that you're incurring has to be non-reimbursed costs. In other words, if insurance company pays part of it, you can't count that. You can only count what you're out of pocket.
I see. Well, that's good. That's good information. Most people didn't know that.
So it doesn't matter, for instance, whether the hail damaged your roof or the hail damaged your car. I mean, you know, you take a brand new car, if you didn't have it parked in a garage, the hail that a lot of us had in that bad storm can significantly damage a relatively new car.
Well, what about floodwaters? That's what we're dealing with now.
Floodwaters, the same thing. It doesn't matter under the tax code. It is, the question is, how much were you out of pocket? And what's that relationship to your adjusted gross income? You subtract $100, and you can deduct whatever's in excess of 10% of your adjusted gross income, and that's your casualty loss for the year. Now, there is, when we have it in a hurricane, oftentimes we talk about the ability to amend like last year's tax returning and get that money back quicker. Now, you can do that if it's a presidentially declared disaster area. And to my knowledge, I haven't heard that we're in a presidentially declared disaster area. So that's the limitation. Right now, it looks like you'd have to wait till 2014's tax return is filed in order to take that deduction, that you wouldn't have it available to go back on a 2013 return.
Well, Richard, you know, there's people who got a lot of questions, and myself, too, included in that. So they should call you, and you will talk to them, will you?
Oh, absolutely.
You're in Mobile, and you can do a complimentary consultation over the telephone. You actually have clients in numerous states that you've never even seen.
That's right, Lori.
Everything is done on the phone or electronically.
I have clients that had been referred to me by clients that live in other states, and so they'll call me up or they'll email me, and we'll talk and we'll get to know each other, and they'll decide that they want to use me to help them save on taxes. And so basically they email stuff to me, they fax it to me, or they mail it to me, and then we call and talk over the phone or via email. And honestly, yeah, I have some I've never met because
mm-hmm,
of that.
Mm-hmm. So call 633-4070, 633-4070 for Richard Lindsay of Zuvac & Lindsay CPAs, or email richardlindsay@comcast.net, richardlindsay@comcast.net.
The other question I get an awful lot, Jim, is, you know, whenever I'm at a party or a seminar or something like that, the question invariably comes up, do you think we'll get a flat tax?
Yeah.
Well, you know, my reaction is kind of like yours. I snicker or laugh just a little bit and say, no, I really don't think that's going to happen here. Would it be easier? You know, some people jokingly accuse me of not wanting it because it put me out of business. But but honestly, there were accountants before there were income taxes. But yeah, obviously, it's a large part of my business in helping people figure out and navigate the path, because taxes are kind of complicated. And the tax code, if you looked at the number of words or the number of pages, if we actually printed books these days, that it would take up is rather big. It's huge, and it keeps changing. And you know, one of the things Albert Einstein said was that the tax code is so complicated that it is probably the most complicated thing in the world to understand. And I agree with him. And it's difficult for an awful lot of people to figure out. But one of the reasons I say that the tax code is not going to go to a flat tax is because that in America we have an awful lot of social policy, if you will, built into our tax code. Let me just give you a couple of quick examples. The first one, the easiest one that always comes to mind, is the mortgage interest deduction. You know, for those of us who are homeowners, we like that mortgage interest deduction. In fact, I find that if you don't have a mortgage interest deduction, that's the biggest thing that allows a lot of people to itemize their deductions, and without that, an awful lot of people can't or don't itemize their deductions. Mm-hmm. So there's, first of all, if you tried to go to a flat tax, you're going to lose the mortgage interest deduction. So there's an awful lot of homeowners that are going to cry foul.
Yep.
And then there's all the mortgage lenders that are going to cry foul. Then there's all the realtors that are going to cry foul, and all the home builders. And yep, some of those have some pretty big lobbies.
Yep.
You know, there are things that we've done to create beneficial ideas or supports. And for instance, one of the other things is, relatively recently actually, we have tax code support for retirement plans. It wasn't that long ago there wasn't any kind of tax deduction for any kind of contribution to a retirement plan. The IRAs are really a relatively new vehicle. And so we have, you can get tax benefits or tax deductions, if you will, for contributing to your retirement. But now the tax code gives it on one hand and kind of takes it back on the other. It's like the RMD, the required minimum distribution that you have on an IRA. It's kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like when you, the year in which you turn 70 and a half, not 70, not 71, not 80, it must be the year in which you turn 70 and a half, you are required to begin taking a governmental
distribution
that says you must begin taking it now in this year. However, there's a little thing that says, well, you got this option. You're required to do it, but kind of deal.
Yeah.
You can actually delay taking it in the year that you turn 70 and a half until April 1st of the following year. Not April 15th, April 1st of the following year. But if you do, now you got to take both that last year's distribution and this year. So you ended up taking 2 years' distribution in that same year if you defer it. So, you know, you have to be aware of these things.
And let me say this. A lot of questions people ask me, well, how much do I have to take? It's 3.67% is what you've got to take starting.
That
and
first
it goes
year.
It goes up every year.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 7 or 8% if you take two of them, and
exactly,
and that's a lot of taxes, folks. So
well, it's a lot of income. So it, yeah. So the question is, obviously, if you're going to defer it, the question is, well, is your income expected to be higher next year, or lower, or the same, or whatever? And yeah. For instance, we like to look at those things and make sure that for some reason you're not going to kicked up into a tax bracket and have to pay higher tax on it simply because you deferred it. I mean, for some people, there's a reason to defer it as long as you can, because they don't really want it. The income's not really going to change significantly, so paying tax next year as opposed to this year, hey, that's fine and dandy. It just, I get to earn a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, there's three things. We mentioned this in the seminar, Richard. You know, when do you pay taxes? Well, taxes on the money you're using now, you got to keep the bank, you got to pay taxes.
That's right, you do.
You know, CDs and savings accounts, things like that, are taxable whether you use it or not. But there's money that you may need down the road, you think you might need. There's money you'll never need. And you pay taxes on the money when you use it.
Absolutely.
Okay? So what you can do is tax deferred, folks, the money that you don't need right away, put it in a tax deferred vehicle. And we have those vehicles, like an annuity. It's tax deferred.
Right.
So put it in there, and you don't only pay taxes when you use it. If you don't use it, you can pass it on. But that's what a lot of people ask me. That's the number
yeah.
one question.
And that's also one of the benefits of a Roth IRA as opposed to a traditional IRA. Now, you don't get the tax deduction for it, yeah. but you don't have to pay taxes when you pull it out, as long as it's been 5 years since you made your first Roth IRA contribution. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be to that Roth account, just any Roth IRA contribution, and you have to be 59 and a half. As long as you meet those two criteria, basically, you're home free.
Do you
doesn't
know,
matter
I,
how
I,
much you pull out, or you don't have to pull out any at all.
I have a lot of clients that have Roths.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not taking the money. I always say that's the first money you want to take. If it's over 5 years old, take that out first. That's tax-free. But they don't want to take it. I don't know why.
Well, you know, it depends on whether or not they need the money or not, and it depends on whether maybe that's money that they don't think they're going to have to ever take out, that they could pass it on to their heirs. And there are tax benefits in being able to pass on a Roth IRA compared to a regular IRA.
Yes.
Because a regular IRA, if you're not passing it on to your spouse, then basically they have to take it over their lifetime distribution, or if they have to take it over 5 years, depending upon how old you are and stuff like that.
Exactly.
There's lots of criteria. And so if you pass it on, for instance, if you pass it on to your children, and they either have to take a lump sum distribution or they have to take it over 5 years, then they're going to have to pay tax fairly quickly.
Yeah, they can't do it. A spouse can take the on a husband's RMD rate. Can continue to take an RMD rate. Am I right? But children don't have that option.
Spouse can take an IRA and actually roll it over into their own name.
Right.
Especially if they're younger, then that gives them an advantage, because then they can take the distributions based on their own lifetime expectancy, and if that's longer, then they get a benefit that way.
It's lower
yes,
tax.
It's lower.
All I know is this is all very complicated.
Oh, it is, Laura, it is.
If, when, but, yet, so much criteria, so much information, which is why we offer a complimentary consultation for our listeners with our experts. And, gentlemen, you are both experts in your field. Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services is offering a free consultation just to sit down and see what's out there, see if something might work for you. So why not pick up the phone, leave a message if it's the weekend or after hours, and call Jim Bird now.
You can call me at 625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free
877-251-1984.
This is a no obligation consultation, just to learn to see if you have some vehicles that may be advantageous to them, so they don't have to worry.
And they can also, Larry, I want to plug it, come to one of our seminars. Richard and I both will be at the seminars, and we got two coming up. Jesse's and I don't even remember where the other one is early next month coming up. But go to our website and you can see where we have the seminars, and call in and come to one of our seminars.
If you say you heard it on the radio, you could have a space reserved for you. The website is safeharfin.com, safeharfin.com. And for Richard Lindsay, Zivak and Lindsay CPA, you also offer a complimentary consultation for our listeners. Once again, pick up the phone and leave a message for Richard if
That's
you're
right,
listening
Lori.
On the weekend.
They just have to call 633 4070.
633-4070, or log on to cpamobileal.com.
You can see me first or see me last, but you got to see me. I know that's an old commercial somewhere.
That's an old commercial.
But some people's seminar sign up to see Richard or Jim Roberts, the attorney, and they, you know, they come see me or maybe not see me. But if you see me, I'll recognize the problems, and I'll refer you to one of those two. So we all work together as a team. That's why we call it, Laurie, comprehensive financial planning.
Mm-hmm. Comprehensive financial planning.
And so we work together as a team. We got a very experienced team, and we've been together now for a couple of years, haven't we, Richard?
Yes, like 2 or 3 years, something like that. Off the top of my head, I don't even remember. But, you know, one of the benefits of the seminar is that someone can come and sit in a room with other people, and they can basically hear what you talk about, the top 9 mistakes that retirees make, and they can hear what I talk about. And basically, they get an opportunity to hear what our philosophy is in helping them plan for retirement.
Yeah.
And it's basically a no-obligation way, without any pressure, for them to absorb what we've got and then make a decision about whether or not they think that we can help them.
I have attended your seminars, and I have heard other attendees say, well, that was actually fun. That was interesting. We enjoyed it. We learned something, not to mention a fabulous free meal.
Right. Well, we try to make it entertaining. We have fun and give a lot of information. It's only about an hour and 15 minutes long. And then, you know, we have a good meal, and we're there for questions if they want to talk to us. And we all offer a free complimentary consultation. Jim Roberts does also, and we all have websites, and we call ourselves the gray-haired group because, you know, Richard grayer than I am, and he's younger than I am, so that...
Well, that's because your hair's just not getting back to gray.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, speaking of Jim Roberts, if you do need attorney's help, especially with estate planning and trust, he also offers a complimentary consultation, and his number is 626-3499.
Richard, you got anything else for us?
Well, Jim, I think the most important thing that our listeners can take from today's program is that there's an awful lot of things out there that you can't possibly know about yourself. I think the best avenue that somebody can take if they have any qualms about how their retirement plan is set up, what their future is to take the opportunity to come to a seminar or call us for the consultations and find out. Because if you're sitting in ignorance, you go nowhere except backwards.
Absolutely, folks. And take advantage of this. Come to seminars. It's a learning. Some people come to seminars and they don't come in for a year. I've got a lot of people this last few months that saw me a year ago. Or they came back in and said, you know, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to do something.
Yeah, you have to be ready.
So you got to be ready. Everybody's not ready. But don't let this market fool you, folks. People are getting a false sense of security with this market because everybody that I know is predicting a downturn in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs. Call 633-4070, 633-4070 for your complimentary consultation. And by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call Jim Bird for your complimentary consultation at 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose.